Jewish Jewelry Guide. Jewish jewelry dates back to the Old Testament when people believed that manna fell from heaven, and so did jewelry. This claim was backed up when the Israelites eventually put the jewelry into the flame to build an idol. Jewish jewelry makers craft an imprint of the craftsman, and the purpose is embodied in the jewelry itself. For a piece of jewelry to be considered Jewish, it has to contain certain Jewish elements. Jewish symbols are an essential element as they directly reflect the category of jewelry being Jewish. Jewish symbols and jewelry. Although numerous Jewish symbols exist, not all are employed in jewelry designs. However, I will explain a few Jewish jewelry symbols used in jewelry design below. Star of David. The Star of David tops the list as it is crucial in Jewish jewelry and an important symbol of Jews and Judaism. The Star of David is a hexagram-shaped symbol marked on King David's shield. It has since served as a symbol of protection amongst Jews worldwide. The Star of David is a universal and unisex Jewish jewelry. This statement means the Star of David fits into women's and men's Jewish jewelry. The Star of David is the backbone of Jewish star jewelry. Some Jewish jewelry with the Star of David includes 14K Beautiful Star of David Diamond Pendant, 14K Diamond Yellow Gold Star of David, 3D Star of David Silver Pendant, Beautiful Encircled White Gold Star of David Pendant, Asymmetric Freestyle Gold Star of David Necklace. Chai, written as, is translated from Hebrew as life. The symbol combines the signs Chet and Yud. The use of chai as a symbol dates back long before the 19th century in Eastern Europe. As a Hebrew symbol, it traces its origin to the Torah. In the book of Leviticus, chai behem translates into "you shall live by faith." Faith in life is the foremost aim of a practicing Jew. Therefore, to own jewelry having the chai symbol is a reminder of what is most important. The chai symbol is even more prevalent in modern Jewish jewelry. Below is some chai jewelry. 14K Beautiful Star of David Chai Necklace. 14K Gold Chai Round Pendant. 14K Gold Midsize Chai Pendant. 14K Small Gold Chai Pendant with Enamel. 14K White Gold Chai Pendant. Hamsa. Like the above, the Hamsa is an ancient symbol with origin tracing to the Middle East. The Hamsa is a hand-shaped symbol believed to symbolize God's hand. It is one of the most used symbols in traditional Jewish jewelry making. It can be obtained from any Jewish jewelry store. Jewelry designed to fit the Hamsa symbol brings its owner good luck, health, happiness, and prosperity. The Jews mostly wear the Hamsa having the fingers facing down, although the Jews believe the Hamsa to be wearable facing any direction. Other symbols. Other less common but mentioned worthy Jewish jewelry symbols are menorah. Menorah, or menorah, is a candelabra with 7 candle branches. It is beloved to have been used for lighting in the Temple of Jerusalem. The menorah is also a significant Jewish symbol, commonly found as a pendant with necklaces. Mezuzah. Mezuzah translates into doorpost, possibly because it is hung at the doorpost of a Jewish household. The mezuzah contains words inscribed in Hebrew and is believed to offer protection and show a sign of obedience to the Almighty. In recent times, the mezuzah has been revolutionized into pendants. People think the charms give protection to anyone who wears them. Shofar. The shofar, or horn, is a musical instrument believed to be used by prophets to call on Jews to God's service. Like the menorah and mezuzah, the shofar can also be made into pendants for women's Jewish jewelry. How Jewish symbols are incorporated into jewelry designs. Jewelers have been able to integrate Judaism into fashion by taking inspiration from Jewish symbols. This innovation holds significance in recognition as well as spiritual values for Jews around the world. Looking at how Jewish symbols are incorporated into jewelry designs, we have selected a few bullet points that would help explain the concept better. Materials and techniques. Like all other things, we must reference the Hebrew Bible when considering the materials for making Jewish jewelry. As mentioned in the Hebrew Bible, there are 6 significant materials from which crafts are made. These materials are gold, silver, iron, tin, lead, and copper. Owing to their lustrous properties, gold and silver have been the most used materials in the jewelry industry, and Jewish jewelry is no exception. These two metals have been remodified using various craft techniques into shapes and wires, which are mixed to create multiple symbols. Modern Jewish jewelry has found a way to integrate contemporary styles into Jewish jewelry by adding diamonds and gems to add beauty and value further. Looking into the techniques employed, the most common technique used in Jewish jewelry making is usually handicraft. Most notable Israeli jewelers like Avi Nadav and Sharon Applebaum are famous for their handmade traditional Jewish jewelry, both of which come from a long line of artisans. Another technique is Yemenite silversmithing. Using granulation and filigree, the Yemen artisans made beautiful jewelry in the East. Traditional versus modern styles. Traditional styles of making Jewish jewelry were mainly restricted to using metals. These metals contain inscriptions, mostly of words or verses from the Hebrew Bible. In contrast to the traditional style, the modern style of Jewish jewelry making has gone many steps further to add precious stones such as diamonds and gemstones to increase the beauty and value of Jewish jewelry while maintaining the core value and symbols from the Hebrew Bible. The employment of microtechnology has made it possible to replicate famous Jewish characters into smaller sizes of jewelry, such as pendants and cufflinks. This technology makes them easier to carry around. For folks who value originality, the traditional style of Jewish jewelry making is still very much appreciable. Are you thinking of perfect modern Jewish jewelry for a new bride? Check out our collection of wedding gifts. Significance of Jewish symbols in jewelry. Expression of faith and identity. The Jewish symbols are a great way of showing one's identity in the modern world. Faith surpasses everything worldly and should be placed first in all that is done. Jewish jewelry keeps a reminder of your dedication closer to you wherever you go. Connection to Jewish history and culture. As a modern-day Jew, there's a need to have a special connection to Jewish history and culture. An account that serves as the foundation of faith as we know it today. Understanding what you wear on your body completes you. These Jewish symbols help create that connection you need. Symbolic representation of value and belief. Values and beliefs are more abstract than they are tangible. But symbols serve as physical representations of these values and beliefs. They show the history and importance of various parts of Jewish characters. Conclusion. In summary of the article above, we've understood the importance of various Jewish symbols, their history, and how they're integrated into jewelry. From Jewish jewelry rings to pendants and cufflinks, the modern style of jewelry making has found a way to bring Judaism closer to the modern-day Jew. These symbols serve as protection, a sign of obedience, a bringer of good fortune, means of identification, and a beautiful addition to a Jewish outfit. Integrating these symbols into jewelry making is a tremendous innovation for the Jewish community and a bold step toward broadcasting Judaism to the world.